and they cut out rafters and ceiling joists and stuff like that for buildings. You cut them all out at the shop, you know, the mill. Maybe the superintendent come along and tell you to cut this pattern down to 6-12, next pattern to 6-8, next pattern to 6-14, or something. Just different patterns. See, the square's got it's cut to a square, but still at the same time, you got lid on a piece of material and mark it, which
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want.
Yeah,
like
I see what you mean.
It's like top of a house.
Uh-huh.
See, it's like top of this house. It's cut to a square, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the superintendent would come along and say, call me by name, or whoever was in charge, or I'm on so many buildings with the rafters cut to 6-12, or so many rafters cut to 6-8, or something like that.
Well, you know, talking about building houses, what did you ever build houses or do much with building houses? What did you do to keep to bring the rain off of the top of the roof? I mean, did you put things around the tops of the roof or what?
What you mean, cover it with?
No, I mean, when the rain runs down, you know, rain to a little...
Eaves?
Yeah, but when it runs off the eaves, did you put some kind of trough around
it? Yes, with a gutter it got.
Uh-huh.
And like this, of course, this house here made old-timey, you know. Each drop of rain had its own fall, you know. But now, if you'd want to put a gutter on there, you'd elevate it from the center here so many inches down here.
Oh, I see. So it would carry it like that. Uh-huh.
You don't have to have too much fall, not over a 15-degree angle or 12 or 10, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you put that in a... That comes in a little gutter, you know, runs off. You've seen them down the store building.
Uh-huh.
And that's... It's open at the top, and it's closed all the way around, and the water runs off the eaves of your house in that, and then it runs out the corner.
Uh-huh.
It's got a drain.
You put that around the edge of the...
Mm-hmm. Eave. Mm-hmm. Eave of your building, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, what kind of different roofing materials people use on?
Well, it's all kind of roofing. There's tin metal roofing, they call it, and then there's a composition roof. That's what they call a butt shingle. It's made with certain teeth, and then there's a octagon shaped roofing, that is shingle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on with staples, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of roofing. I mean, made out of all kind of materials.
Well, what about materials to put on the side of a house?
Weatherboarding.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's called shiplap weatherboarding. You call it, you get it from these planer mills or lumber mills. You call it shiplap weatherboarding, and it comes too from the metal people. They come what they call aluminum siding, you know.
Uh-huh.
It fits right over that shiplap weatherboarding, you know.
Uh-huh. And so that just gives you extra protection.
Uh-huh.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's a protection. That's keep them having painted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing, that aluminum siding.
Mm-hmm.
We thought one time, as old as my wife and me were getting, we thought one time that we have put around this house. But Lord, it takes so much to go around this house until we don't have one child, you know. And we go ahead and spend all that money and work, scuffle, try to pay for it. I said, we got one child, leave it to nothing.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, it just won't. Of course, the house is good enough for us. I mean, we had still got a good house uptown there. I told my wife, I said, it's foolish for us to go ahead and spend $4,000 or $5,000 on a...
My goodness,
house.
It'd take that.
Yeah, it's high. Aluminum siding is. It's real high.
God.
But it's good now. It'll last a lifetime. That's mm-hmm.